a $50 eShop gift card. You have a chance to win if you leave a 5-star review on our podcast on where?
Apple specifically. If you don't have Apple, make an Apple account.
I'm going to say that easy. Shit in the next video, too. I'm going to say that shit in the next video.
Drip's putting his money where his mouth is.
I am. We're going to push it. We're gonna push it for like a month, and then we'll do one. And if it does good, we'll fucking do it again, Jeep. We'll fucking do it again. Let's go.
Well, I'm going to slap this at the beginning of the episode, so I'm going to cut this part out and put it at the beginning. So you just heard this at the beginning episode, so we're going to get to the rest of the episode now. You heard what Drip just said. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple. Have a chance to win a $50 gift card. We're going to roll this for a while, though. So on with the episode. This podcast was brought to you by Uncle Jeep Productions. Hey, guys, and welcome, everyone, to the Drippy Jeep Podcast. I am your host, Uncle Jeep, and with me is host Drip Media Gaming. We record this podcast live every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You'll listen to this podcast on Apple, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. You also leave us a 5-star review. We need more 5-star reviews. Last week I said I'll be starting off the show with a 5-star review every week. That is true. This week's review is from a user called ChatGPT. Here's the review. Absolutely addictive. The Dripper Gene podcast is a game changer in the world of entertainment. From the moment you hit play, you're impressed by a whirlwind of witty banter, insightful discussion, and downright hilarious moments. Drip and Jeep's chemistry is off the charts, making each episode feel like a hangout session with old friends. Blah, 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 blah,
hey,
blah, blah,
listen.
Blah, blah, blah.
ChatGPT is not wrong about every single word of that, though. Okay.
No, they're not.
Clearly, they went and listened to every episode, and they were like, these guys got it.
Yeah. So if you haven't got from my joke there, we have not gotten a review since last week. So what that means is I'm going to annoy you guys with ChatGPT reviews every single week until somebody gives us a review. So if you want to stop listening to ChatGPT bull crap, I recommend writing a review. But Drip, outside of that, we're talking about some Nintendo stuff tonight involving Fortnite. And how are you doing?
Doing great. I'm wonderful. It's sunny again, which makes me very happy. I could put my plants back outside because they were in here. I thought I was going to leave them for tonight, like in the set. Because, I mean, I have, I don't know, 8, 9 plants out there. No more frost. So I'm happy about that. Those can go back out there. Other than that, yeah, shout out to plants. Other than that, I don't know. Cool grocery store run today. Got some cool beer of the week. You know, it's just been a week.
As we do nowadays, we share that beer of the week in the pre-show or after show, so make sure to check out the YouTube to hear what we had this week. I'll just reiterate one more time real fast, Drip. I got some Airborne. That's my beer of the week because I am a little sicky. You know, as you might you might be able to hear in the, especially if you're listening to audio, you might be able to hear a little nasally happening.
You don't sound too bad, honestly. You don't sound too bad. A little bit, but it's not too
like
bad.
Just like a little bit. It was eye-opening earlier when I was on the phone and I started talking and I heard how nasally I was today. I'm like, oh, that was caught me off guard. Like, I didn't really realize
it's not too bad, but I can tell you're going to be worse tomorrow. We're lucky we're doing the podcast today. We got members podcast tomorrow, though.
We do. Members podcast. A reminder, if you guys aren't a member,
that's going to be fun.
Please get in there.
Oh, that one's going to be fun.
We have a fantastic members podcast for you guys tomorrow night. It's going to be the funniest one. It's absolutely nothing to do with gaming. What we're going to do is Drip and I are going to go back and find our cringiest videos that we've put out there on the internet and watch them with you, the members. And you're going to see us act really awkward about it. So it's good. If you guys are fans of us and have been fans of us for a while, you're going to love this one. Make sure to member up and watch that with us tomorrow night. Drip is the time, normal time, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, it should be fine. Yeah, the funny thing about it is last week we were watching. It was after the podcast last week is when we came up with this idea. We were watching like my first or second video and Jeeb's first or second video, just absolutely dying laughing. So
yeah,
and I figured we bring that to you guys.
Truth to be told, my oldest stuff is like 15 years old and I don't
now,
have access
I remember
to those
seeing
anymore.
Some of that though. You showed me that at one point.
I might go find one like Minecraft Let's Play and
yes,
show
please,
you guys.
God, please. Please do. Because mine's bad, man. It's basically me trying to do a Peter McKinnon impression. My first 3-4 videos.
Can I just say, at least you're an adult right? I mean, like, the one, if I find the one I'm going to find, I wasn't
is that
even
better.
Yes,
is
because
that
like
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, because it's like a socially awkward interaction with someone you're meeting. Those things happen. For me, it was like I was an embarrassing child who was trying to make a Minecraft Let's Play.
I think yours is better. Yours is much more excusable than mine.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the most recent YouTube, like my Uncle Jeep channel that I created in 2020.
Yeah,
like that's not that bad, really. In reality, it's not great, but it's, you know. I like you. You would disagree, but I would agree. I would say that with myself, I think they're both equally as cringy.
Yeah, well, we'll be watching tomorrow. Become
that's
a
right. That's right. What we're watching / listening about tonight, Drip, tonight, before I've already lost my spot in my notes because I'm ill. We're going to start off with the ESA. Now, Drip, tell me what the ESA is in your eyes, because I do have a little description here. ESA? Why should we even give a fuck?
They represent the gaming companies, really, is what they do. That's basically what they do. They're not here for consumers. They are here for the companies. And I don't know a ton about the ESA, to be honest.
Let me read one thing. You continue, but let me read one thing. The ESA, the Entertainment Software Association, is the trade association for the video game industry in the United States. Trade associations are founded and funded by business operating in specific industry with the goal of expanding, protecting, and advocating for the industry in question. So, to wrap up, this is not, you know, people like you and me. This is people who support, for lack of better terms here, big gaming, you know, the big gaming industry. That their best interest is the success of the business of gaming. That's not the consumer. So they're kind of playing the bad guy. But go ahead, Drip.
That's all I know. I don't know much about them. It's like government. Something I just keep my nose out of. The ESA is kind of like that. Like, I don't really want to bother with them. They don't really affect me. I mean, I guess now with what they're saying about this stuff, it kind of does affect us. Just their stance on what they're talking about game preservation, which is obviously a massive problem we're going to be dealing with.
Yeah,
for who knows how long, probably a long time.
Yeah, it's going to be a little quick topic here. We're not going to dive too deep into any quotes or anything like that. But basically, they came out they were questioned as far as how they feel about the gaming industry. You know, I forget what I wish I would have wrote down the exact question, but basically they were asked how should we handle video games after their point where they're no longer supported officially. One example would be, you know, should we give video games to places like libraries and public places like that after they're officially no longer supported? Kind of like how the Wii, like the basically like stuff like in the Wii library, you know, could just give it to libraries to do with what they want to, you know, for either education or just supplying entertainment to kids.
Yeah.
Who don't have access
like
to
the libraries. Don't they have like DVDs? I haven't been in a library.
Dude,
actually, that's a lie. I had to go to a. I didn't even want to talk about that. I had to
The local library that's very close to me here is in Wakanda, Illinois. You know, hashtag Wakanda forever. Mm. Their library is crazy. I mean, like, clearly it's well funded. There is video games. They got PS4. I mean, they may have PS5 now, but last time I was in there, they had like a full PS4, Xbox One set up for kids. There was Nintendo consoles set up.
That's cool.
Like in like kiosk type situations where they could and big TVs and there was deep access to. There's I think Abby has a subscription through the library to watch like streaming stuff for free if she wants.
Wow. The library has a streaming service?
I don't Everybody's know if it's a library streaming service, but they supply an ability to gain access to that stuff for kids who obviously families can't afford that kind of stuff. So anyway, that's all neither here nor there. They were basically asked the ESA, should we give games that are no longer supported by the video game company, meaning they're no longer have any monetary interest in these games, they're just sitting there dead to the world, should we give that kind of stuff to libraries? And in very short answer, shortening a very long answer that they gave, the answer was no.
The answer was no.
The answer was no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they just sound like a big echo chamber for the gaming industry.
That's what I got from all that. It's basically, they don't want to do it. We're not gonna put anything on them where they have to do it. They're together in this. it's less work for the companies to have to deal with this stuff. It's less work for everybody to have to deal with it. They don't want to do it. They're not here, even though you're that's actually what surprised me is when you just read that thing about what they actually are. It does say they're supposed to be doing exactly what they were asked about this whole entire thing, even if it's not a library. Like, this is kind of what they say that they're supposed to be doing, is worrying about game preservation. And it doesn't seem like they're really all that concerned with doing a whole lot of that.
No, neither should they, based off of their stance. I mean, there's literally there's widowy. They have a widowal vested interest parallel with the gaming industry to not give these kinds of things to the consumer or public areas like libraries, places like that, because it would make them less money down the road, because that's what's happening. They're saving this stuff, creating a demand for it, supply and demand, people.
Oh, yeah.
They're creating demand by reducing the supply of these old games, and just a few years later, either like Nintendo does, completely just porting them over to the next console full price, or other companies, adding them to their subscription services.
Oh yeah, it's just Nintendo does that too.
They do that too.
I mean, their retro stuff is through the online service. You've got.
Yeah, I mean, in a Nintendo context, they do both. They do both. Yeah. Things, which it all means more money, which is great for Nintendo, not so much for the consumer, and not so much for those games that are sitting there not being used by Nintendo right now. I don't know, Wind Waker, Twilight Princess, very easily could be ported right now, but we don't have them. So
yeah. And I mean, another thing.
Excuse me.
This brings up is just like these games that do just kind of disappear. The ones that are like, whatever, this, that, maybe an indie game or something like that. Like, once it goes off of an eShop or something somewhere, because there's no physical copy of some of these games. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're getting into the era, the Wii U era for sure, where, there was a big eShop where you could buy just about any game you wanted off of it.
Yeah.
And now the you can't do that anymore.
Yeah. I've said this. I don't know how many episodes I've said this when we talk about this, but the solution is very clear. I know it'd be hard to do, but I think Full Metal Knee brought up maybe the last time we talked about this, something about the Video Game Hall of Fame would be a good place to do this, or the Video Game Museum or whatever it is, the History Museum, whatever. But there needs to be a place, and the ESA should be probably the ones, now that I know what they do, now that you've told me the definition of what they are there for, they should be the ones doing this. There should be a gigantic building of servers.
Corporate building.
And that should be the video game archive. Everything should be kept there. Everything. And there should be people that work there that make sure this stuff is, updated.
Yeah,
I mean, this should be a thing.
Honestly, the ESA sounds like the opposite of who should be doing it. They're literally, to the way that
well,
I see
the,
it.
The de- with all the, I'm with saying the, is the description you just said to me, it's their job. It's clearly not what they want to do, because they're,
I don't know. Is that their job? Because
I don't know.
I perceive
they're worried about a different side of this, clearly. Clearly,
I perceive
they're not worried about that
side of it. I perceive the definition of based off what I read, and I know very little, so we're not going off of like straight hardcore facts here, but a little that I know, they seem to me like a company, like I said earlier, they're an echo chamber for big business, for a gaming big business.
What did you compare it to earlier as a sports analogy?
Well, I made that comparison, but now I'm wrong. It's a bad comparison.
Is it?
I compared it to the players union, right? If anything,
it's not like that.
It's not the players union for the NFL or something, for example. It's more like the owners union. If the owners have a union or something, it's literally more like that. It's the business owners, not the, because the players represent more like the employees, right? And the owners represent the owners of the business owners. I mean, that's what they are. It's a big business. Sports are business. So yeah, they're like a union for the businesses rather than a union for the workers. And I don't think businesses need unions. That's what the legislation is for. That's why they pay off the fucking politicians. But anyway, I think the ESA is the opposite of who needs to be fixing this. I think we need another company. If maybe there is one that I don't know about, we can be educated. Leave us in the comments down below or on our socials. But we need a third party company, a different company, to kind of be in charge of
there's
that.
Things being formed.
I'm sure.
Something like that is going to have to come along and do this soon. Sooner rather than later.
Yes, I would agree. The further especially we get to this digital age.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As we get closer and closer now, like the problem only gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger every, you know, every month.
Yeah.
I mean, year, yeah. But I mean, my God, how many games come out in a year?
A lot.
Just think about the backlog. That's true, actually. But think about the backlog of stuff that just builds up every year that would have to be archived somewhere just to make sure it's there. Actual preservation. It's a lot, and it grows, like I said, every month, every day, really. But
yeah,
I'm sure there are groups out there forming as we speak to probably try to do something like that. But that'll be interesting to see where that goes.
Yeah, so I already read our review earlier in the show. Again, guys, please leave us a review of our show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you can. 5 stars, and it gets right on the air. Every week, we're going to be reading a new one, assuming that we have one. But for now, we don't. So I read ChatGPT. I won't bore you again with ChatGPT's description of our show. We are going to get to the sponsor of today's episode, and the sponsor for today's episode is Duoyoki. First-party Nintendo Joy-Cons are amazing pieces of technology, but unfortunately, they're just too uncomfortable to play with for long periods of time. Thankfully, Duoyoki reached out to us, and they might just have the solution. The Duoyoki Game Epoch Game Controller are Joy-Con-style controllers that feature ergonomic, comfortable rubber grips, Hall Effect joysticks with swappable stick caps, 6 LED lights, wake up and turbo function. They're also wireless, they have gyro, they have programmable back buttons, and they have lighting modes. Drip, I know that you have been working with Binbok/Duoyoki for a while now, and you've had first-hand experience with many of their products, and even have given them direct input and feedback on their products pre- and post-release.
I have. This is one of those things. This is something they showed me years ago. When they were actually still designing it. I loved the design then. I love it even more now that I have it in my hands. These are probably the most comfortable Joy-Cons you can get for the Nintendo Switch. I said that in the video I made about it. I still believe that. They are great, and I do actually like the RGB. Jeep. I usually don't, but I like it.
Yeah, I also very much like it. I'm with you. I don't really love the flashy RGB all that much, but they look particularly really good on these guys. And you can find the Duoyoki Epoch Game Controller with the links down below in the description. Make sure to check it out, click it, and you can also get 10% off with our code Drip Media Gaming. That is Drip Media Gaming with capital D D D. What is it?
D M G. All there capitals you go. There. Yes.
All capitals there. Spaces in between the words. Thank you for Duoyoki for sponsoring today's episode.
Do appreciate it. Yeah, they made that code a little bit difficult. Should have been all one word. Apologize for that, but
I feel like that was more your fault because they would have changed the code if you would have gave
them. They probably would have, but you know what? It was too late, okay? I looked at it the last minute, and that's what it was. And it was.
That's okay. Drip Media Gaming is not that hard, just as far as specifically.
No, it's not. It's fine.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of things that are hard to swallow in this case would be the fact that Samus could have been in Fortnite right now. Yeah. We could be joining Samus, but they're not. And that kind of stinks, Drip. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't heard the news today, it's kind of like is it a rumor? Is it confirmed? I don't really even know.
No, it sounds like this happened. Is it confirmed? This was a conversation that actually happened.
So yeah, basically what happened is, and I don't have dates for you, but essentially at some point in the past, near past, Nintendo almost had Samus. They had a tentative agreement with Fortnite to add Samus to all the skins. And if you're not familiar, Fortnite has a ton of skins ranging from pop culture all over the place. All over the place.
I got the Billie Eilish skin yesterday.
I mean, yeah, from Billie Eilish to like NFL players. I mean, they have everything that you can kind of want. And one thing they don't have, they also have like things like Masked Things from Sony and Microsoft. I know Master Chief's in there. Yeah. I'm sure
Kratos is in there from God of War.
There you go. So yeah, it's not like the other companies don't do it as well, but Nintendo will be Nintendo. They will do whatever they want, whenever they want. And in this case, the deal they made with Fortnite is, and I can't confirm whether this was pre or post Fortnite, pre or post Epic acquiring Fortnite, but that's neither here nor there.
Had it, haven't they? Or did they buy it from somebody else?
I believe they, I don't know the answer to that. I'm not going to even pretend.
Now,
like
Rocket League, they did buy.
They did. Right? That I do know they bought.
Yes. Okay, I think Fortnite was theirs. I think that was maybe something they, I mean, I could be wrong. You know, I don't know that part of the Fortnite lore.
But anyway, the deal with Fortnite they had was that Samus could be in the game, but only could be seen in Nintendo console Fortnite. So that means if you were playing a Nintendo console, playing against a PC person, the person on PC would just see the general skin. They would not see
The default,
Samus,
the default player. Yeah,
that's right. And that is not dissimilar to the way that Rocket League works, speaking of which. Because Rocket League, now, I don't know if this was pre- or post-Epic purchase. I want to say pre, but I don't know. Rocket League has, when you download, it's free. When you download Rocket League on Nintendo consoles, you get a Mario car and a Luigi car, which is really cool. But when you're playing against anybody else on a different platform, you just see the generic default car.
Yeah, remember the one time I played Rocket League? The one time?
The one time, yeah.
You and I streamed it. You wanted me to play it because you were really into Rocket League for a while. And
I mean, I still love the game. It's just I don't play it anymore. I'm over it, you know.
I think I was using a Mario car or a Luigi car, but you couldn't see it because I was on Switch and you were on PC or something else, not Switch. PC. But so that's what they wanted with Samus, correct?
That's what they wanted, the same deal with Samus, but you know, this is what makes me think it was either pre. This is what makes me think that one of those deals happened without Epic involved, because obviously they made that deal once with Rocket League, and maybe that was Rocket League before they were owned by Epic. And my guess is, Epic owning Fortnite was like, no,
you're not doing that. Yeah,
you're not doing that. We want it in, and that deal happened with Rocket League before that ever happened.
I think
Epic.
You're probably right about that. We'd have to go back on timelines and look. Either way. I think, okay, first off, before we even get to how stupid that is, how badass would it have been to be Samus in Fortnite? That would have been so cool.
It would have been.
Can you imagine? Like, you could do Zero Suit. You could do helmet off, helmet on. There's so many different. Oh, it would be so badass. And bringing a Nintendo character over like that, then you could do, like, the stuff that they do with like with the game, all the cool stuff they do. You could bring, you know, her ion blaster or whatever. Right. Like, anybody could pick that. Like, that would be so much fun. The role, you could have that as a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
the morph
you can turn
ball.
Into a ball.
The morph ball.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
that would have been so cool.
How cool would that be?
Yeah. See, and like, we have
the,
a.
The oh, skin itself is one thing, but like the other things that they do, that they pull from these other IPs and bring to the game.
Lightsabers,
like
that, dude. Lightsabers and Jedi abilities when they do the
like
Star
that
Wars stuff.
Would, like, there's so much potential with just Metroid in, oh, man. Missed opportunity. And Nintendo, God, let me ask you this, Jeep. On what planet is it better to have only people playing on the Nintendo Switch being able to see your Samus skin? Or you could have everybody who's on a PC, an Xbox, a PlayStation, it doesn't matter what they're playing on, all those people can see your Samus skin. And even if they don't know who it is, maybe they're like, hey, what's that skin? I don't know what that is. Or maybe you're in a lobby with somebody playing, you know, duos or trio, whatever. What's that skin? I've never seen it. Oh, this is Samus from Metroid. It's a great game. You should check it out.
What's Metroid? I've never
heard
of it.
What's Metroid? Let me go check that out. Oh, it's on a Nintendo platform. I don't have one of those. Let me check this out. Oh, this game looks cool. Maybe I should buy a Switch. Maybe I'll buy more. Like, why the fuck would you not want that to be, like, even if it doesn't, like, whatever. Maybe that does not happen every time somebody sees the skin. But how would you not want that to be something that is a possibility? Like, no, don't show anybody. It's our secret.
The way that I'm kind of seeing this is, I bet you most, like, let's look at Disney, for example. I bet you Disney CEOs, if you ask them, do they want to see their characters who, now obviously they're not putting Mickey Mouse in there yet.
Yet.
But, you know, I'm trying to think of a good, I was going to say Star Wars, but there are guns in Star Wars. Something that is not, doesn't usually have guns. Maybe it's something more kid-like. I bet you most of these CEOs...
Dude, they just did. They just put the first actual Disney character in there last year during Halloween. It was Jack Skellington.
There you go. So I bet you they're like with Jack Skellington. I bet you whoever's in charge there was like over at Disney was like, I don't love the fact that Jack Skellington's going to have a gun on their hands. You know, I bet you most of these CEOs are not happy with that. They don't want to see their IPs like that. But Drip, the difference is two things. Number one, money. Number one is always money.
Yeah.
It, money talks, man. It was going to make them a ton of money. But number two, advertisement. Disney, when they come up with a new show, new movie, you know, and for Disney, for, you know, Microsoft, it's like, listen, we got a new Halo coming, so let's put Hash Chief.
Yeah, well, and I kind of want to, let me stop you there and kind of give you an example of that happening now. I just saw in the chat, Power Mad says Captain Jack Sparrow. So there was a gigantic roadmap for Fortnite that was actually leaked
out. Yeah.
Didn't know if it was real, but then a bunch of the shit that's on there has already happened, like the Billie Eilish stuff. A bunch of other things that were on there are happening. It's real. It's actually happening. So, like, Metallica is the next one that's going to be the nice music thing. Oh, by the way, if you guys don't know, you can use Guitar Hero guitars in Fortnite Festival now. You can actually just play Guitar Hero in Fortnite now.
I don't think anybody here knows what Fortnite Festival is.
Epic bought the company that made Rock Band.
Yeah.
And they integrated it into a mode in Fortnite. It's the same exact thing. There's all kinds of, it's cool. Whatever.
Yet
anyway
to try it, but I will, because I have 360 controller.
Yeah, I'm so jealous, dude. I went to look at one. I just went to see what they cost today. They used to be like 30, 40, 50 bucks, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
$150.
Which, by the way, 30, 40, 50 is expensive for that.
Yeah. I mean,
that is
$150.
You're only going to use those controllers for those specific games on those specific consoles.
The one Rock Band one for PS3 that they had, all the other ones were bundled with games. They had a Guitar Hero one. It was like $150 with like Guitar Hero, three or something for PlayStation 3. $150. They had one Rock Band guitar. It was the Fender Stratocaster. The black one looks sick as hell. $200. $199.
That's new?
No game. No, not new.
Oh, this is the old Guitar Hero ones.
Yeah, it's the original. Gotcha. It's original Rock Band.
And they're
anyway,
not. Is Epic selling these? Or will they? Are they?
I don't know. Well, they have another one coming out. PDP has one that they're releasing soon, but it's $130. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Right.
The roadmap has stuff, new Disney stuff that's coming, and it's Pirates of the Caribbean stuff. They're going to do a whole Pirates of the Caribbean thing because they did announce there is a new Pirates of the Caribbean movie happening. Yeah, it's the money. Do it. Just do it, Nintendo. Like,
but it's the money aside, because we all know Nintendo apparently hates money. 2024 is a good example.
Well, they don't need any now. They got it. They're one of the richest companies in Japan. Who cares?
That's true. But for me, what kills me is the other point you brought up was the advertisement. I mean, like, it is such good advertising. It's so
great.
Good. Everybody's on Fortnite these days.
Yeah, dude, the player base for the game is insane. It's absolutely insane.
It's no longer a baby game. Like,
Everybody plays it, especially
after Zero Build. I mean, most people that I know play Fortnite really basically started after Zero Build started, because that kind of removed the whole, like, the biggest complaint about Fortnite, which is, like, the building stuff.
I started right before, but, yeah, once Zero Build was a thing, I'm not building. What do I look like?
I've never built in the game. If I got a build lobby, I'd leave, because it's the
I accidentally get in, and I'm like, nope. Mm-hmm. Everybody back to lobby. We are not doing this. We're absolutely not doing this. But, yeah, you're right. The advertising with a game like that, it's insane that you would want to go ahead and – yeah, go ahead and put it in there, but only the people who have our console can see it. That makes no sense.
Nope. And Nintendo
will
do...
The people who already pay you and give you money, you only want to show them the skin?
Yeah. Nintendo will do what Nintendo will does. I mean, that's a quote. Put that on T-shirt. That is what it is, man. Nintendo.
It's just dumb. It's
Nintendo
so stupid.
Nintendo will be Nintendo.
And well, Gene, here's the question. Here's the question.
Yes.
If you could put any Nintendo character into Fortnite, which ones would you put, Jeep? Which ones would you put?
Hit the music, Drip. Hit the music.
Oh, no.
You ready?
I ruined it. Nope. I'm not ready. Yep. Nope.
Oh, wait.
It's happening. Don't worry.
It's
going to be
out.
Great.
I'll edit it out later. Don't worry.
It's going to be great.
Audio's going to hear all this. It's fine. Audio will hear all of it, but the video is not going to, it's not going to be the video.
Hang on.
Drip, you had such a good segue, but you ruined this
Oh, God. I just forgot the music part. All right. This is going to be great.
Oh, are you serious, man? I could get this faster than you. What are you doing? Pull up the link.
I'm making sure it's perfect. So, Jeeb.
Yes.
What if you could have any Nintendo character you wanted in Fortnite?
Yeah. That's right, Drip. That's right. And don't forget to fade it out. We're going to be talking about if Nintendo characters were in Fortnite, which ones would be in Fortnite and why. We're going to build the best Nintendo Fortnite squad you could possibly imagine. And don't worry if you hate Fortnite, which you probably don't if you watch this video, but you probably do if you listen to the podcast. That's neither here nor there. We're going to make this entertaining for you regardless, Drip. And with us here, Drip, we have the ultimate tier list. The ultimate tier list of Nintendo characters and IPs and such and of that nature. We're going to be drafting our top four squad for Fortnite. And, Drip, we've done this a few times now.
We have.
This is our second annual draft video that we're going to be making. And for this draft, yes. For this draft, I, Uncle Jeeb, have the first pick in this. The music is still playing, Drip. There we go. I have the first pick in this draft, Drip. And I've been putting a lot of thought into my big board. That's a lie. But I have been putting a lot of thought into who
like
my first...
Like a full day, or like maybe like 2 hours worth of thought, right? That.
I've thought long and hard about who my first pick would be, that's for sure.
Okay.
The pick is in, Drip. With the first pick in the 2024 inaugural second annual Drip and Dreeb Draft NFL Extravaganza 2.0, yeet! Uncle Jeeb Productions of the better half of the Dripper G podcast selects Bayonetta as the first pick.
That's good. That's a good pick, man.
Now, let me tell you how here. There's a few parameters how this is going to work. Obviously, Bayonetta is the character, but how's it going to work, right? She already is a humanic form. Is that a word? She's already human, okay? We got that going for us. She's not a weird blob like some other characters that Nintendo has, so she's going to fit right in with the hitbox and everything like that. She already fires weapons, dude. She fires weapons.
Perfect.
She's a badass. And she does that with her tongue, and it's really weird, really hot, really awkward, but she's also really good with the gun.
She might be a little too much for Fortnite, man. I don't know.
Oh, I mean, I don't know, man. It ain't for babies anymore. Bayonetta is
man.
In Fortnite. My number one pick out of all the Nintendo IPs. Oh, by the way, we're not picking Samus. We've agreed, gentlemen, in agreement for the sake
no
of this
Samus.
Video.
Samus
we're not
is
taking
already
Samus.
In. This is our other squad, yeah.
That's right. Well, Drip, that leaves you exactly a million gazillion selections. So where are you going to take this yourself, my friend?
Well, Jeeb, the pick is in.
Ho, ho, ho.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready, dude. The question is the chat ready? In the session two comments. Are you ready?
What is obviously... What should have been the first pick in this draft overall, completely. If you're bringing Nintendo characters to Fortnite, you start with the Nintendo character. I pick Mario.
Wow.
And let me tell you why. Not only is he the most recognizable character from Nintendo, the power-ups, dude. The power-ups. Can you imagine going around, opening the chest in Fortnite, and you get fireballs, or you get a star, or you get a cape from Super Mario World, and you can fly? Like, all these things are already things that happen in other ways in Fortnite, so the physics are there, everything works. Can you imagine? It'd be perfect. Mario is the perfect character to put in Fortnite from Nintendo.
That is a really good selection, Drip. That is a really good selection. Although, I must say, while there's a lot of opportunity there for power-ups, as you say, mm-hmm. my man only really jumps high. You know what I mean? Like, what does he
do? But he's got a... Dude, a fire flower. The star. The mushroom. Can you imagine? These are all things that would be great.
Yeah, but he's got to, you know,
they're going to give him a gun anyway.
I think I'd take the shotgun anyway. I mean, like, I would just take his abilities and kind of put him to the side, you know? Like, I don't, that to me, Drip, I'm trying to be nice to you. But
a star?
I think that is not a very strong number one pick.
Yeah, right. I know what you're doing right now. This is, chat, everybody watching this video, this is reverse psychology. He's trying to get your vote for his team. Don't listen to him. I know what he's doing. Yeah. Don't let him do it to you.
That means it's my turn now, and it I really got to think about this one, because this is a very important selection. I mean, we got two, you know, heavyweights up there at the top, and without Samus as a selector, it's not like it's obvious here. Okay, mm-hmm. I think I have a really good one, Drip. I think I have a really good one. I'm actually gonna put it in four. I'm gonna switch the scene with it in there with the second pick, Drip. With the second pick, it's the third pick, my second pick of the blah, blah, blah draft that I said, the really long title thing. Use that again. Uncle G Productions selects the me character, Drip, number two.
You son of a bitch.
Because I thought of it earlier and I thought, wait, that's actually a good idea. Oh, man. So the me character, if you guys are not familiar, it's obviously like in Miitopia, or, you know, your character that you build in Nintendo, the Miis.
Yeah, that's custom, not bad.
The Nintendo custom ability would be endless. I mean, in this picture alone, the character has like a Samus, you know, blaster, which would be fair game. The amount of DLC, now this is where, for a Fortnite perspective, it'd be incredible.
Because so the skin itself would be great. Yeah,
the skin is fine. You could have a customizable skin. That's great. But the abilities that would come, the amount of emotes you could have, but then the abilities they'd add to the game is like whatever Nintendo would want. You could add the Samus Cannon. You could have Mario's Super Jump. You could have the Master Sword come out. The possibilities for, you know, downloadable content to go along with this Mii character is endless. And the cool customization, it's very Nintendo. Everybody knows a Mii when they see one. Good advertisement for Nintendo. They'd be having like a Nintendo shirt on them or something. I don't know. I think the Mii character, humanoid as well. Can't forget about that. Very important in this discussion. The hitboxes won't be anything weird or out of the norm.
That's true.
I think the Mii character is a really interesting second choice, Drip.
It's not bad. Jeeb, we're going to move. We're going to keep moving. The pick is in. I'm going to take it before you do. You know where I'm going.
I kind of do.
Our boy, our hero, our savior, I'm going with Link.
I'm going to give you Twilight Princess Link, too.
Oh, yeah, give me Twilight Princess Link. And you know, again, multiple different looks you could have there, so you get that. I think the funnest part about having a Zelda character, or just Zelda characters, Link in general, in the game, I want to bring this back to something that a lot of people listening may not know about, but I know you do, so I want to bring this up to you. Do you remember the Indiana Jones quests that we had to do to get Jones skin? Can you imagine a Zelda version of that in the game? Where you have to do little puzzles and little things like that. Bring that type of stuff to the game. We've already seen it before. Yeah, like that. And then, of course, you know, the Master Sword. That would be the extra weapon that comes in, and it could have the blast. You know, like it does if you have full hearts, and it, you know, in some of the games where it will blast out and like shoot a blast of energy or something like that. That would be cool. It'd be super cool. All the quests that, I mean, you could unlock all the other stuff, whatever. Gliders. I mean, there's already gliders in Fortnite, in Zelda. I mean, we're in, man. Like, all the cosmetics are already there. Back bling. You got the Hylian shield for the back bling. I mean, I don't know, man. That's
pretty good.
As strong as it gets.
It's pretty good. I'm not going to lie to you. That is a really strong selection. I would like to remind the people at home who are watching this that the rules do not state that you have. It's not who has the biggest Nintendo IPs, because obviously we're doing that. Drip has it hands down. He's got Mario and Zelda. We're not doing that. We're not doing biggest Nintendo IPs. We're doing what squad are you building that would be best for Fortnite? Okay? That's what we're building. And with that drip, the pick is in. With my third overall pick, the fifth pick overall in the 2024 Drip and Jeeb NFL-style draft this year of Nintendo IPs in Fortnite, Uncle Jeeb Productions selects, if he can find it, selects the Pokemon Trainer.
Damn you! Damn
the Pokemon
you.
Trainer.
No, I was going there.
Oh yeah, and
shit.
Let me explain why. Of course, I could have picked Charizard. I could have picked Squirtle. I could have picked Bulbasaur. I could have picked any Pokemon for that matter. But I chose the Pokemon Trainer, similar to the one in Smash. In fact, pretty identical, because for one obvious reason.
Yeah, I know why.
Pokemons with guns. Pokemons with guns. I have the Pokemon Trainer. He's holding his gun, but his special ability, you know, I mean, not to mention all the back blings of all the different cute Pokemon you could put on the back, you know, not to mention all the Pokeballs you could have falling from the sky as you drop in, not to mention...
That would be cool.
All that, but to mention the fact that they would add for the first time a buddy. You have the skin, you throw out your Pokeball, and... boom, fucking Charizard comes out and breathes fire at somebody because you found it on the map somewhere. Oh, you found a Pokeball? It's freaking Blastoise.
Yeah,
it's going to blow
the
you away.
That would be so cool. And you don't even know what's in it. You just throw it out and something comes out and
you don't
fires
get. I mean, you only get to
so
know
sick.
As soon as you throw it out.
And
maybe
really
like, maybe it's like
one.
A one-use
like
thing. One-use thing, like a lottery thing. You know, you get what you get and you get one use, so don't waste it.
Damn
that,
it.
Oh boy, Drip.
And that kills my backup too for a Pokemon. I was gonna go Mewtwo.
Oh, yeah. Pokemon as a backup.
Mm-hmm. And you know, because his, you know, Mewtwo's abilities are kind of like basically like the Force. So
yeah.
That would have worked. That would have worked in the game. I can't go there now. That's a good pick. I can't
Thank
go
you.
There.
Thank you. Where are you gonna go, Drip?
I don't know. I don't know. You've ruined me. The pick is in. You took my pick. I'm not happy about it. I am going to go with strength in IP, because I know that's not what we're doing, but that's what I got. That's what I'm going to stick with. I'm drafting for my Fortnite squad, Donkey Kong.
Big DK getting selected.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us why you're going with DK?
You know, when you think about it, there's chests in Fortnite, right? They give you good stuff. I mean, I don't know exactly what we did see the golden banana in Fortnite. It's in there right now. It replenishes your health over time. We could do something with some bananas, but you see the chests. They could put DK barrels around the map and have cool items inside the barrels, stuff that had to do with there. I honestly don't know what the mythic weapons would be with Donkey Kong. The skin would be cool. I mean, you could have Diddy Kong as a back bling.
That is pretty cool.
I don't know. You stole my pick, man. You stole my pick. You did good there. You know, I'm going with strong IP at this point. That's how I'm going to have to beat you.
Yeah, it's a good selection, Drip. It's a good selection. I'm looking at the board here. Just a little update here. We're picking four, right? So here's what we got.
It's four,
here.
Yeah.
Well, Uncle Jeep's team so far is Bayonetta, me character, and the Pokemon Trainer. Drip has Mario, Link, and Donkey Kong. Like, you're going hard on the Nintendo IPs. I'm going hard on who I think is the best squad for Fortnite.
Yeah.
And, of course, when we're done drafting our teams, we'll explain in detail why the four of them teaming up would be the best team. But for now, Drip, it's time for me to pick my final character. And I have some choices. I have many, many, many choices to go.
You do. You have a lot of them, yes. We have an extensive list here. What are you doing?
It's tough. I don't know. I'm not quite sold on my character that I've tentatively chosen. I'm still thinking about it. I wish like some of these non-Nintendo ones. I'm looking at like some of these like Cloud from, you know, Final Fantasy would be a cool one.
That would be a very cool one.
Like Sonic would be a really cool one. Go Fast, hello. I mean, that'd be awesome. Mega Man, come on. None of those Nintendo IPs though. I was thinking something funny like Pikmin, you know? Grab Olimar, toss in Pikmin who beat up somebody in Fortnite, you know? How fun would that be? Get attacked by a bunch of Pikmin.
That would be cool. It'd be hard to pull off, but yeah.
Game & Watch for comedy. I was thinking about it, but I can't do that. Your team's too strong. I can't pick one for comedy at this point. Game & Watch would be funny, though. Tossing sausages at somebody. I mean, come on. It'd be great. Do you know what, Drip? The pick is in.
You're going to take my pick. I know it.
I don't know, Drip. I don't know if I'm taking your pick, but I do have a really solid one for the fourth and final pick for the Drip and Jeeb draft extravaganza. Jeeb's final pick, that is. Uncle Jeeb Productions selects Star Fox.
Nice pick.
Star Fox.
Nice pick.
I mean, the DLC, you know, the downloadable stuff would be amazing. His ship flying in would be epic. He would be the first character in Fortnite to be inside his ship and not holding on to something as he's dropping. Of course, he'd have all the fun blaster capabilities. His ship would be on his back. You know, maybe there's something in the game where there's a quest in the sky for the first time in Fortnite. You go into the sky and there's something happening in Star Fox where they zoom you up into space.
Okay.
I don't know. The possibilities are endless, though. And of course, he's a handy man when it comes to shooting weapons, which is a very important thing, Drip, for a Fortnite squad, is to be able to be handy and shooting weapons. So I think he adds a lot of strength to my team. And my team is set in stone, my friend.
Well, Jeeb, you didn't take my pick.
Mm.
My sleeper pick.
Don't
She's
do
been
it.
Sitting there all evening just waiting to get picked.
Okay.
And the pick is in. Mm. With the final pick of the Drippin' Jeeb draft thing that Jeeb has said different 45,000 times, I select Isabel from Animal Crossing. That's right, Jeeb. Isabel from Animal Crossing. How do you feel about that? Go ahead. Tell me how you feel. You're so confused. You have no idea why.
Speechless.
All right.
I cannot believe you chose Isabel. You're gonna have to explain this one.
Okay. Explanation. First thing, we'll go over all the cool stuff. Animal Crossing stuff. Obviously, we're gonna have to use these as different types of power-ups, but balloons all over the sky that you shoot down that have presents on them. That's where you get your stuff. That's fun. Super fun. Okay. Obviously, that's how you're getting down, too. That's your glider.
Of course, yeah.
It's a balloon.
Slowly
no
pop
question.
Balloons, yeah.
Back bling. I mean, come on. And seriously, like, think of your favorite item in for like whatever. The frog chair. It's the frog chair. The frog chair is the back bling. I don't even think it's in New Horizons, but everyone loves the frog chair. That's the back bling. Doesn't matter. Dude, Isabel with a gun. That's just fucking hilarious. And then the icing on the cake, and people who remember the real ones, the ones who remember Animal Crossing New Horizons release, Jeeb, what game also came out on that same exact day? Do you remember? It was a very big deal.
I do not.
You don't? Are you sure? Do you want to look it up? Do you know?
No, I don't think it matters. Tell me what it is.
It was, oh God, it just left my head.
Well, that's not going to help you.
Help me out. It's.
I have no idea where you're going with this.
Doom.
This whole pick is a mystery to me, and
Doom.
I don't know where you're going.
Doom came out same day.
And to explain how that has something to do with Animal Crossing?
Because Fortnite is something that listens to the fans. Fortnite is something that they go with things, with memes, with things online. Up until that release, there were so many memes, so many things going on with the Doom Slayer guy, the Doom guy, and Isabel just hanging out, doing things. There was so much stuff. You may not remember it. It was there. It was all over the place. It was all over the place. And for the first time since he's in the game, the Doom guy's in the game. Doom Slayer's in the game. You could be that guy and Isabel on the same team together.
Yeah, but have you forgotten
finally together in real life instead of just in funny things on the internet.
But have you forgotten what this whole thing is about? Is your team and Doom is no longer on?
I'm talking about just what's best, what will come to Fortnite. I don't care about my team. I'm talking about just the coolest shit to come to Fortnite.
Well, Drip doesn't care about his team. That's a revelation.
I do care about my team.
Think about that when you're voting in our YouTube poll, which, by the way, we're going
to
have.
Not only do they bring a lot to the game itself, because I think I've given a very good explanation on why all of these, maybe Donkey Kong's a little, the barrels are cool, the bananas, that's cool, whatever. I feel like with the rest of them, it's pretty strong.
Well, I mean, before I take over and explain my team, you kind of already have a little bit, but just for one more time for the road here. Why is your team the best team? Explain why your squad of four will do the best in Fortnite.
Well, because Jeeb, no matter who you're using and what skin you're using in Fortnite, they're all the same. It comes down to the player, really. So it's really all about, aesthetics, things like that, fun things that they bring to the game when they release the skin. If we really want to go there, advertisement, things to help them out, fun events. And I feel like with my squad, the Mario event would be a great time. You'd have fireballs. You'd have one-up blocks that you could hit and get stuff out of. That would be fun. Who's my second one? I can't see it.
You have Mario, Link, Donkey Kong.
Link. We already know. The Link one's cool. The quests, they would be amazing. That would be such a great time. All the extra stuff, the back bling, the gliders, everything would be great. Bringing the Master Sword to the game, that would be awesome. Again, Donkey Kong, I don't know, whatever. Animal Crossing, again, the balloons, shooting those out of the sky, that'd be great. Having the Doom guy and Isabel together for real that you could play both. The advertisement you could do with that would be amazing. It would just bring people back to that time when both those games came out. And maybe you save that for a time when a new Animal Crossing game's coming out. Really push it. Who knows? Maybe Bethesda and Nintendo can time their releases together and do another Doom and Animal Crossing game together and really just hype everything up. I think the fun to be had with this team is honestly endless, Jeeb. That's why I think mine's better than yours.
That's what she said. My team, I think it speaks for itself. We have Bayonetta, who is the leader of the pack, who is the most inept and equipped to fight in battle. Now, again, like Drip said it before, in Fortnite, each character does have the same stats, so there's no benefit of having Bayonetta. However, watching Bayonetta do her kick flips and her swinging her legs left and right, jumping up and down, watching that booty go round and round, as the great Freddie Mercury once said, fat bottom girls make this rocking world go round. Bayonetta is there for you. That next we have her sidekick would be the Miitopia character. I mean, listen, Mike NX, the one I chose is intentional, the one that is carrying the blaster. I mean, they're going to have benefits of all of the Nintendo IPs and franchises at their disposal, because that's the thing of the Miitopia character. It's going to have all of those abilities, associated with it. But as well, I mean, it's a humanoid character as well. Very easy to put them in the game. No weird hitboxes there. It's going to hold the weapon and shoot in Fortnite just fine. Pokemon Trainer, of course, no need to be said.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
A great pick, of course. I mean, now, to be fair, Drip, everybody in the game is going to have access to the Pokemon, not just the Pokemon Trainer. I'm going to admit that off the top. That's the way Fortnite works.
Again,
Fortnite does things.
But that whole idea is fun.
Yes, it's not just about your squad. It's about Fortnite in general. It's kind of both in combination one here. So adding that to Fortnite would be a huge boost to Fortnite. And Star Fox is going to be awesome. I think it's going to be the coolest ship. Like I said, he's going to be the first character in Fortnite to be driving his ship down, not just dropping in with a ship.
No, so never happen. Never happen.
Never.
None of these are happening. But that's why it's a good one. I can make up whatever I want. Then that's going to be cool. He's got a little blast. He's got a little eye thing so he can shoot. I mean, it's going to be cool. He's like, the Star Fox would be cool. I mean, the skin is going to look amazing in Fortnite. You know, Unreal Engine 5 is going to look amazing. Yeah, I think my squad, and of course, they're all team workers, Guy, Drip. I called you Guy. They're all for, they're all team players, man. Ash Ketchum is a leader. Star Fox is a team player. All the team there. The Miitopia character is one of none or one of all. Neither or. It's all of them. And Bayonetta is the bad bitch of them all.
Well, I'm sorry. I think not only does my team trump yours in IP value, but also
that's not a factor in this trip. IP value is not a factor.
Listen. Okay, but
if we were doing that, we just would have chosen the heavyweights.
Above yours. That's it.
We just would have chosen the heavyweights.
Vote for me.
Vote for Jeeb. No, vote for Jeeb.
Vote for Drip is a vote for humanity.
Do you have any honorable mentions before we wrap this up, Drip?
No, I'm finished.
I have an honorable mention. I want to give a shout out to Kirby. Kirby was almost on my team.
I knew you were going to say
that. Kirby was almost on my team. I mean, sucking in is such an OP ability to have. That'd be so cool if Kirby was like the only one in Fortnite to be able to just suck in. I know that would never happen. Neither would Kirby. So,
I have one.
That'd be cool.
I guess I have one. Just to go with my whole Zelda, you know, whatever the Zelda event with the Link stuff. I would like to, for completing all the quests, if you do it, the skin you get is Ganondorf. That would be cool.
That would be cool, like in the battle pass. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, like if you complete all the quests.
It's another draft, like battle pass, you know, people to get the battle pass.
We could have gone there. I think what we did is really fun. I think we did a good job. I think both teams are strong in their own way. I think if Epic came down here and said, yeah, I'm buying one of these teams, they're going to buy mine, though. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, for money's sake,
that's all I'm saying. Vote for me. A vote for me is a vote for humanity. Good night.
I would like to remind people again who are going to be voting on our YouTube poll or community tab that is not a factor in this IP strength, because if it was, we all would have chose all the strong IPs. That's not this game, though. Game was self-explanatory. Drip, the draft is over. The episode is over.
It is.
As well, we're going to be wrapping things up here on the audio side of things. So you guys listening to this podcast or watching this on YouTube, we thank you guys for listening. If you're in the stream, stick around. We'll be hanging out for the after show. But for the rest of you guys, we will see you next week.
Peace.